Okay, back to the din of laundering garments. Okay, so we learned that you're not allowed to soak garments on Shabbos. Now, if you put it into dirty liquid, okay, even if you put a garment, let's say, to soak in dirty liquid, which l'chayru, you're not afraid you're going to clean it, because it doesn't clean it. Nevertheless, the Chum said you're not allowed to do it. Why? Because we're afraid, because it's dirty liquid, you're going to squeeze it out, the dirt, the dirty liquid from the garment. So then you're not cleaning the garment because the garment's getting dirtier, but nevertheless, you're squeezing on Shabbos liquid out of a cloth, which is forbidden. So therefore, like this, it has to be very wet, that if you touch it, what's called in halacha, there's a concept in halacha of what the definition of something wet is. It's relevant in Hilchos Shabbos, it's relevant in this, it's relevant in Tumah, it's relevant all over the place. There's a rule, the Gemara says, it's called in Hebrew, Terfeach Amenas Latfiach. If something is wet in a way that if you touch it, your finger will get wet enough to make something else wet. But if it's not that wet, in other words, let's say it's only damp, and if I touch it, yeah, my hand will get a little bit moist, but it's not going to be enough to make anything else wet. So then that din doesn't apply because it's not called liquid for that matter. Now, if the liquid is a clear one that will leave the fabric clean and will not be leave behind a strong odor, again, it's forbidden. Okay, now, where is this relevant in a practical sense? Are you allowed to clean up a dirty spill? Let's say wine spills, okay? Are you allowed to clean it up with a garment? Can you use a towel to clean up a spill, a dirty spill? So the din is like this. If it's not going to be make it very wet that you can squeeze liquid out of the towel, it's not a problem because a towel is made to make dirty. Well, to give another example, an apron. You know, years ago, especially women always wore aprons. Today, some do, some don't. But when they wore an apron was made to get your hands dirty. Your hands were wet. You wiped it on the apron. The aprons got dirty. So if somebody wants to wipe up a wine spill or a dirty spill with an apron, as long as you don't make it wet enough to be able to squeeze liquid out of it, so then it's not a problem on Shabbos. But the best thing, one second, the best thing is to use a rag or paper towel or napkin, something like that. Then you don't care what's going to happen to it. It gets clean, not clean. It's made to get dirty, and then it's not a problem at all. What?
Can you turn on electrical appliance?
When?
10 minutes before the pension, and let it run like 10 minutes after the pension. For example, a dryer. Can you 10 minutes before the bench there, you put the clothes in there, turn it on, and automatically it's going to turn off 10 minutes in the shower.
I will answer that question and I'll add another detail to it. Can I turn on a dishwasher on a timer? Today everything is timers, right? Can I turn on a dishwasher that Friday night after eating it will wash, wash all my dishes?
Before Shabbat, you turn it on.
Of course, I'm saying I'll turn it on the timer before Shabbos, that 12 o'clock at night, after I finish eating, all the dishes will get washed. So that is another aspect in halacha. That's called in halacha, in Shulchan Aruch, it's called afsha milsa. Afsha milsa literally means it doesn't sound right. Or like they say, the expression, it's not Shabbos dick. It's not in the spirit of Shabbos. For instance, there's a din, where Al Rebbe brings down this din, but this is the source of the halach of this case. The question is, are you allowed to put on a grinding mill? You know, these to have mills to grind okay. Can I turn it on before Shabbos and have it work on Shabbos? I put in everything before Shabbos. I put in the wheat and the everything is working before Shabbos. Am I allowed to continue with working on Shabbos? Because I'm not doing anything. It's like turning on the light. The light is on, it stays on. It's like turning on the grill, the grinder, and it's working. So there's a whole machlekes in halacha. But the bottom line halacha is, followed like the Ramah, and Alter Rebbe brings it down to din like that too, that any keli, any appliance that makes noise, you're not allowed to have running on Shabbos. Why? It's not in the spirit of Shabbos. It's not Shabbos dick to have a grinding mill working in your courtyard on Shabbos. So therefore the Poskim write, any appliance that makes noise, you're not allowed to turn on even before Shabbos, that it should work on Shabbos. So now the shaila is, how far does that go? So that's an argument, contemporary poskim. If it's a quiet dishwasher, could you use? I'll tell you what the problem with that is. If somebody knows, oh, this guy turned on the dishwasher before Shabbos and it's working, not all dishwashers are silent. No, the guy's going to think, okay, then I could do with this dishwasher, this dryer, that washing machine.
What?
No, that's not a machine that's working. The bubbles, the water, you don't even hear it unless your mama's near the machine.
Sometimes they...
Nah, you don't. I know what they are. I mean, it's not. You don't. It's not like a vacuum cleaner working, or a dishwasher, or a dryer, or a washing machine, or a mill, the grinding mill. That was the classic example. They didn't have anything else in the time of the Gemara. So then it's not in the spirit of Shabbos, so you're not allowed to.
Something that usually doesn't make noise, but because yours is something.
So then you can't do it on Shabbos. It's not Kabbalah. It's a Poshut thing. It doesn't, it's not in the spirit of Shabbos, like they say in Yeshiva language. It's not Shabbos dick to have a machine that makes noise working on Shabbos. We'll learn later, Dinim, about dryers, you know, hanging up laundry, drying laundry, if it becomes also for the whole Shabbos and so on. Okay, we'll get this one. Anyway, next thing. Okay, you're not allowed to move.
Can I ask you a quick question?
Yeah.
With regards to the wetness.
The what?
If you touch it, you can get wet enough and you touch something else.
Right.
You have a bowl of cherries that you just wash. There are beads of water on there. If you touch it, you can go touch something else and get it wet. I mean, you can't write a...
Therefore, those cherries you can't eat until they dry, unless if you wash the tila without a bracha. In other words, the halacha is the same thing we learned by Shabbos also, when learning Bishul, that something that's completely dry, if it's already cooked, you're allowed to recook it. If it's wet and it cooled down, so we hold that you shouldn't reheat it. Yeah? What is the definition of wet? What's the difference? You say something is wet, you don't recook. Something dry, you're allowed to recook. So the difference is, that's the halachic difference.
That's by the Seder also, right? I mean, that's why we have
Karpas. Urchas before Karpas, yeah. So if the cherries are just damp, then if you touch them, and you're not going to make anything, they're not called wet. So then you could eat it, you know, without drying it or without washing the tila. But there's a lot of dinim in halacha all over the place that when you speak about wet, the definition of wet is tefeach ha-menasa tefeaches, by tumalat, you know, all these, that's basically the definition of it. Okay, next. Okay, something which is very wet should not be moved at all. Why? Because when you pick it up, you're going to squeeze, inevitably you're going to squeeze it out. So now what happens... If it's a type of fabric that like clothes, if it gets very wet, you're going to wring it out. You don't want the clothes to stay wet. So then you can't move those clothing on Shabbos because, again, you might come to wring it out on Shabbos. If it is saturated with a clear liquid, then, again, we're afraid you're going to wring it out. So, again, it's not because of cleaning. It's also because of shechit on Shabbos. Okay, next. What happens if... This is only about clothing, by the way, that somebody is not wearing. What happens if you're wearing clothing and you're walking in the street and you get caught in a rainstorm? Now you come home, you're sopping wet. So we discussed a little bit of this din last week. Now, it says in Halacha, what happens if your shoes and socks are sopping wet? So the cheder, when I walk on the socks, it's squeezing the liquid out of the sock. But Halacha says you're allowed to do that because you're not squeezing it out the normal way of squeezing. You normally don't squeeze things out with a foot. Here you're walking, you don't want it, you don't want it to squeeze out, plus you're doing it with a shinui, so then you're allowed to. The question is, when you come home and you want to take off the clothing to hang up, so there's a din on Shabbos, also because of Marasayin, you're not allowed to hang clothes on Shabbos in a place where clothes are normally hung to dry. Let's say, years ago, they used to have clotheslines in Israel also. They have clotheslines. So now I got my coat is sopping wet from the rain, or my jacket, or my pants, whatever. I want to hang it, take a hanger and hang it up on the clothesline. That you're not allowed to do on Shabbos. Why? Even Lucheda, if you think about it, what happens? I wash the load of laundry before Shabbos. Okay? It's done before Shabbos. Now I want to take it out from the washer and hang it up outside on Shabbos. You're not allowed to. Why? People will think you washed it on Shabbos. How are they going to know you washed it before Shabbos and now you're only hanging up garments? So therefore, the din is, when you hang up garments, you're not allowed to hang it in a place where people normally hang clothing to dry.
But there was a thing that you couldn't put it in a seder, like a shirt, in a closet even. In a certain seder.
If you do it without a seder.
You can do it without a seder.
No, you can't hang up clothes on the clothesline, though.
Right. There was a thing like
that. Not only that, clothes, there's a difference between a clothes and a... What happens if somebody put clothes into a dryer before Shabbos? And it finishes on Shabbos. And if they open the dryer, no light goes on. Okay? Are those clothes muksa or not? So the halacha is, clothes in the dryer... When you were certain before Shabbos that the clothes are going to definitely be dried on Shabbos, then when Shabbos began, you had your mind on the clothing, so then they're not muksa. But if clothing that you hang out on the line before Shabbos, that when Shabbos began, the clothes on the clothesline were still wet, then they're muksa. Why? Because you don't know for sure if they're going to dry. Maybe it's going to start raining. So then it's muksa. Those clothes... Even if they dry on Shabbos, you can't use them for the whole Shabbos. You can't take them off on Shabbos. But in dry, they paskin that it's a different story because you know for sure it's going to dry. Machad shinu zun ha-maisim 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 ha-maisim